Hi! You're listening to Year 3 of Love Mellow the Podcast, your safe space. Hello! Sobrang energetic. Hello! My God, how long has it been? Last episode, December 2022. Oh my God, today is July. Today is July daw, sabi nung basura. Narinig nyo ba yun? Bumusina. Anyway, more than half na naman ng year ang dumaan. Grabe, sobrang busy ko. Hindi na ako nakapag-record ulit. I mean, ang dami ko pang pending to upload. So, gagawin na... Oh, diba? Ang dami ko pa daw pending to upload. Kaya bumubusina na yan siya. Tapos, yun yung mga ano, yun yung mga recordings from the vault. From the vault yun. So, I'll just find time to edit them. Ayun. Basically, this episode is a birthday episode again. A late birthday episode. Oh my God, guys. Can you believe I'm 25? I can't believe because the first time I recorded a birthday episode, I was 23. Can't believe this is my third one. And I can't believe my podcast is turning 3 years old next year. Because it started 2021. Tapos, 2024 na next year. So, 3 years. So, second year anniversary to. But start na ng year 3. Start ng year 3. April, pero ngayong July lang ako magre-release. How's that? Sobrang busy, sobrang daming nangyayari. As in, I think the most eventful month for me was May 2023. That's when I went to Bangkok. I went to our team outing. I organized that. What else? Ang dami ring lakad nun. May 21, may Tagaytay din ako nun. I was supposed to have a beach trip also last May, pero hindi naman natuloy. Dami ko ring dinner nun. Tapos birthday ng ate ko. Ayun, Bangkok pala kami ng birthday ng ate ko. Sabi nang magbabasura. Ayan, bumusina siya ulit. Kuya, nalabas ko na po yung basura kanina pa. Anyway, commercial, ayun. Yeah, basically, that's how the first half of the year went for me. January, I was so sick in January, first week of January. I was supposed to go to Baguio with my friends, pero hindi ako nakasama. Ang sama pa rin ng loob ko doon. As in, pag nag-throwback sila sa GC, nasasad talaga ako kasi, alam mo yung feeling na wala ka, helpless ka naman nung time na yan. As in, may sakit ka talaga, hindi ka makakalabas. Pero na iniisip mo na ang lakas-lakas mo. Sana pala, nilakasan mo na lang ng unti pa yung katawan mo para makabiyahe ka. Pero I know naman that time, hindi rin talaga kaya ng katawan ko. Tapos, I didn't wanna risk it kasi may finals din ako 2 days after. So, I didn't wanna be sick during finals. Mas kaya ko namang mag-let go ng trip kesa mag-repeat ng subject. So, ayun. I just chose to rest and, you know, recover muna kasi after nung week na yon mag-RTO na. So, ayun. This year pala, nag-start yung RTO January. Tapos, ayun. Sobrang kapapa ako nun sa commute kasi I was used to taking a cab going to the office. As in, door-to-door nung hybrid pa. Pero now, I had to learn how to take the train, ride the train, tapos kailangan aralin ko rin yung lakad, and yung kailangan ko rin mag-time and motion kasi I have to, you know, tansya yung time kung gaano katagal going there. So, ayun. That's how the last month of my 24th year in the world went for me. Wow! Ang drama! Anyway, I forgot how I do my birthday episodes. I basically just talk about my month. Yeah, okay. So, let's just do that. For July, what did I do? On July 1st, wow! Isa-isa may breakdown per day, per week. Ayan. That's what I do actually, then reflect on them. Okay, sige, let's do that. On July 1st, I went out with my friends from AGSB. Yan, yung Constance kasi AGSB, my EEE friends. Ayan, nag-dinner kami sa Tata Tito. Tapos, yun lang kasi yung plan namin, Tata Tito. Tapos, I knew in the back of my mind naman na magkakape rin after or iinom after. So, ayun, hinihintay ko na lang kung saan. Tapos, nag-decide kami, we walk to Greenbelt from Tata Tito. And then, dun kami sa Dillinger, uminom ng konti. Tapos, nag-snacks din. Ang sarap talaga ng kwentuhan kapag ano. Alam niyo, iba yung nadudulot sa akin. Iba yung effect sa soul ko ng pakikipag-usap sa mga taong a little older than me. As in, marami rin ako natututunan sa mga mas bata sa akin. Pero grabe rin yung mga natututunan ko sa mga 2 to 3 years older than me. Ganon. Kasi parang, alam mo yung kahit ganun lang kaliit yung age gap. May ano eh, may gap pa din. That's why it's called age gap. May gap pa rin talaga. Same dun sa feeling na may gap between me and those na nag-senior high na nasa office ngayon, na katrabaho ko ngayon. Kahit 2 years lang yung gap namin, may gap talaga. Kasi ako, hindi ako nag-senior high, so I didn't know how it went for them. I don't know how it goes. Paano yung proseso dun, paano yung sistema nila sa K-12. So, ayun, dami ko rin natututunan sa kanila. Ang dami ring mga Gen Z terms na sa kanila ko lang nalalaman. Though may mga alam din ako, mas marami silang alam. Tapos, na ako na nagigets yung mga sinasabi ng matatanda before na, sorry sa term ko matatanda, yung iba na o-offend doon, pero ano lang, I just really pertain to them as older than me. Kayo mga bata talaga, quote and quote, ganon. Tapos ngayon, I can't believe na sasabi ko na rin siya. Sinasabi ko na rin minsan na mga batang to, itong mga batang to talaga, mga ganyan, mga babata nyo pa, ganyan. Tapos I really can't believe I'm 25 now and there are people, there are kids out there who are 10 years younger than me and they're just 15. When I was 15, I thought I knew it all. I mean, pero now, iniisip ko 15, what the heck do you know, kid? I mean, grabe naman sa what the heck, pero you keep saying those things but you don't know everything yet. I mean, you know a lot, but it's not everything yet, you know. It's not bad to listen to elders, but it's also not bad to voice out your opinion. So that's what I like about young people also. They voice out their concerns, as in they're very, very brave. They're very open to... Actually, yung iba, hindi open to criticism, pero yung iba very receptive sa opinion ng iba for them to improve themselves. Ako, ganun ako eh. Though before talaga, as in sobrang, I really take it personally whenever someone tries to correct me. As in feeling ko... ina-attack ako ng person when in reality they're just trying to, you know, to educate me for me to know what to do when it happens again. Para hindi ko na siya ulitin, diba? And yeah, I really appreciate those people now. I used to resent them kasi sabi ko, lahat na lang ng mali ko, yun lang yung nakikita nyo. But now I realized, no, that's really just how some people point out your mistakes. Ganun lang talaga yung effect, yung dating sa'yo minsan. Pero all they wanna do is correct you. They want you to be better para matama mo and hindi mo na siya magawa sa iba. Diba? Parang sinasabi nga nung mga prof ko dati na okay nandito ka magkamali kesa sa mas, ano, mas malawak na audience, kumbaga. Kasi at least dito pwede kitang itama. E doon, mahirap na pag tinama ka, baka mas parang iba yung dating sa'yo, ganun. Yeah, that's what happened. Dami napuntahan. That's what happened in July 1st. What else happened that week? Yun, work din, work. Tapos ang pinaka nagkaganap ako is July, I think, wait, let me check my phone. Nag-check ako na Instagram. Ang gwapo na David Licao ko, grabe. Ayan. July 4th, may pakain sa office. Sorry, nag-check ako ng IG highlights ngayon. Ayan, may pakain sa office. Tapos, ayun ko, gumawa ako ng highlights sa IG ng July 2023. Kasi, I wanted to document my whole month. Kasi last year, nag-celebrate ako buong month. Pero, parang hindi ko siya na-compile sa IG highlights. Pero, this year, gusto ko siyang gawin para wala lang masaya. Kasi, tawag dito, malulok back mo how you celebrated. Kung magkano yung nagastos mo. I-jot down mo lang, huwag mo nang i-total. So, ganun na lang yung gagawin natin. So, yan, nagpakain pala ng pizza noon. Tapos, parang hindi ko naman celebration. Pero, bida-bida kasi ako eh. So, in-add ko siya sa highlights ko kasi it's one of my ways of celebrating. Chika, food, coffee, ganyan. And then, ayan, nung weekend noon, nag-shopping din ako. Parang may binili ako sa H&M na hindi naman planado. I mean, sale kasi. So, ang hirap rin yung pakawalan. Like, from 4 digits, 3 digits na lang. Ganun yung gusto kong sale eh. Hindi yung 4 digits, tas 4 digits pa rin. Kahit pa binabaan siya, ang mahal pa rin, diba? So, ba't ako galit? Hello, Zara. Yung 3K nyo, naging 2333 lang or 2399. Ang unting naman nung. But 4 digits pa. Alam mo, ang sale kasi sa akin is, limbawa, 1.5. From 1.5, mga 600 na lang ganun. Ang daming ganun eh sa H&M. So, favorite ko sa H&M kapag sale. So, ayun. My mom and I had merienda rin sa Italianis. Paka-specific naman. Ayan. Nag-merienda kami ng mom ko sa Italianis. Kasi, dapat pa-uwi na kami yan, pero parang nauhaw ata siya. So, nadaan na namin Italianis. So, sabi niya, sige, magkape ka na lang, ganyan. Tapos ako magbe-bread, ganyan. I just eat whenever I can. I eat out whenever I can, whenever I have kasama. Kapag may nag-aaya, sige, go. Kasi, minsan lang naman birth month ko eh. So, sinusulit ko talaga siya. Kahit na medyo magastos. Yeah, like what I said, hindi naman palaging birth month. Masusulitin mo na, diba? It's not just the food you're enjoying it. It's the company, the food, the kwentuhan, and all. Kasi that's not something you can buy, you know, the company and, you know, the safety you feel whenever you're with the people you feel comfortable with, you know, it's something you can't buy, your safe zone, that's something you can't buy, that's priceless, you know. So I really love my friends, the people around me now, as in, if you told me in 2021 I'd have more than 3 friends, I'd laugh at you. Kasi as in, nung workaholic nakabalik ako noong 2021, as in ang pinakakaibigan ko lang si Earl. Tsaka Earl tsaka yung mga kausap ko sa K-pop na hindi ko naman nakakasama in real life. Yeah, si Earl tsaka si Carms lang, I think. Tapos ate ko, ganun, tsaka nanay ko. Pero now, as in, ang dami kong nakarekindle na friends from the past. The past! I had more than 2 group of friends kasi nga nag-study din ako ulit. So, new set of friends yan. Malas ko sa love life, pero siguro sa friends, sobrang dun ako binawian ni Lord ng swerte-swerte ko. Na parang dati, natatakot ako mag-share ng kahit ano, kahit kanino. Pero now, when I have something to share, I already know who to share it to. As in, may mga categories kasi yan ng ganito yung kwento, kay ganito ko lang siya ikukwento. May kwento na ganito ulit, dito lang sa taon na to, siya, applicable, and siya lang yung taong makakaintindi. Ganon. Parang I have different set of friends for different categories of kwentos in my life. Which is very, very, very nice. Kasi it's not something na I thought I'd have. Kasi nga, introverted ako dati. Ano pa ba? This month, ayun, more shopping and food lang talaga this month eh. Though marami na ako noon even before my birth month. And even when it's not my birth month after. Mas marami akong ginagastos pag birth month ko. Mga pakape, ganyan. Pero ang pinaka nag-splurge talaga kami ni mama. Yung check-in sa birthday ko. Nag-check-in kami sa hotel. Nag-member kami sa Peninsula. I really loved everything about the Peninsula. As in like, from the food to the service to the temperature of the whole hotel, the ambience, the scent of the whole place. It's just so nice. And it's not something na... I mean, I think that's what you pay for eh. The ambience, yung lamig, yung sarap ng food, yung comfort. Sabi nila, money can't buy happiness, but it can buy you comfort. It can buy you security. As in, my gosh, ang sarap mag-check-in sa hotel, lalo na pag alam mong tagal mo na siyang pinlano. Oh my God, ang sarap lang talaga kasi I got to swim by the pool, tapos na-enjoy ko yung food, and I got to take lots of pictures, which I really, really love doing, and also I get to enjoy my own company sa pool kasi mag-isa na lang ako nung birthday ko doon. Bumalik lang si mama after, and then I had coffee with her before we checked. After we checked out, iniwan lang namin yung gamit namin. Tapos nag-coffee kami. Tapos umuwi na kami to leave our stuff and go to BGC for dinner. Grabe that day, sobrang buffet lahat ng kinain ko. Sobrang gutom na gutom ako ng morning. Pero nung pahapon na, busog pa rin ako ng breakfast from the breakfast buffet. So kumain pa rin ako. Hindi ko magawang hindi kumain kasi sayang yung buffet. Sayang yung dami ng choices. Hindi naman everyday ka nakakapag-buffet, diba? So, tapos nung dinner though, masarap yung beef sa Lux in the Flow. Pero, nothing special. So, if dadayo ka pa dun just for Luxin, I don't 100% recommend. I mean, if nandun ka lang sa BGC, ando ka na sa area, if hindi masasasadyain, yeah, go. Sige, go ahead for the experience, ganyan. Pero, if sasadyain mo siya dun, tas ang layo ng pinanggalingan mo, parang hindi siya ganun ka worth it. So, I suggest mag-Starbucks ka na lang. Starbucks, at least yun mahal pa rin. Well, hindi naman beef and coffee, hindi naman sila same ng kind ng food. Pero, for me kasi, pag may nasasayang akong money, iniisip ko kung ano na yung katumbas niyang kape. Kung ilan na yung katumbas niyang kape, ilang cups. Anong size, ganon. Yeah, that's how I measure money sometimes. Cups of coffee. So, ayan. Also, this month then ako tinadtad ng reports sa school and sa work. The school, I didn't know how I survived, but thank God I did. I don't know how I survived all the reports I had to do on a Monday. Pero, ayun, thank God I was able to. And sa work naman, kahit kinakabahan ako, thank God naman nararaos ko naman. Thank God naman, kasi for me, well, ma-importante ang school talaga, pero I believe importante rin ang work eh. Ayoko nang magsabi ng mas, kasi pareho naman silang importante, pero ayun, kailangan talaga mabalansin. No? Minsan napapaisip ako, bakit ba ako nag-MBA? Ba't ba ako nag-MBA? Pero nung iniisip ko na, that's really what I wanted even before graduating, iniisip ko na lang na the younger me would be proud that I'm studying and that I'm not giving up. Pero may days talaga na pag-give up na ako. Kaya this term, actually, isang subject lang yung tinake ko. Kasi feeling ko, sobrang ma-overwhelm ako if damihan ko. I mean, damihan. If gawin ko ng dalawa. As in, last term kasi, nag-RTO, diba? Tapos, dalawa yung subject ko nun. So, nabigla ako. Like, everyday papasok, tas every 2 days may pasok sa school. Kahit pa online lang siya. Grabe yung nire-require niyang pag-iisip. hindi lang siya tulad nung first term ko nung ano na masaya ako na you can come as you are in class. Pero here, you really have to read. You have to study on your own. Medyo nabigla ako sa part na yun kasi ang in-expect ko kasi sa grad school, parang it's more of sharing what you know from the corporate world para you guys learn from each other. Though, I knew rin naman na there'll be technical subjects like this one I have right now, management science. It's a very, very technical subject na requires self-studying tsaka marami rin siyang math and analysis. It has math but more on analysis. I mean, you can't just understand the numbers. Eh, di ba favorite ko mag-ano ng numbers? Like, I love math. Pero it's the analysis that I'm trying to work on my analytic skills. Kasi at work, it's not 200% utilized. Pero recently naman, nagagamit na rin siya. But hopefully dito sa school, magamit ko rin siya. Kasi, di ba, when you do things more often, mas nasasanay ka, mas natututunan mo siya, mas marami kang nalalaman about it. So, yeah, there. That's how July went for me. Any realizations I had in my 25 years of existence? I realized a lot. First, when you deal with people, example, when you meet someone new and that person shows you who they are the first time, freaking listen to me. When they show you who they are, nasabi ko na to dati, pero natutunan ko ulit siya this year. When someone shows you who they really are and what their intentions are, believe them the first freaking time. Don't give them the benefit of the doubt because people treat you the way they want to treat you. That's one thing I learned talaga. Don't assume unless stated. As in, like, don't assume that this person feels this way about you unless he says so. Sobrang, ano pakinggan, ang pessimistic pakinggan na parang kailangan sabihin sa'yo lahat para paniwalaan mo. Ah, talaga, hindi kasi ako mind reader. You better tell me. Para malaman ko, diba? And also, may isa rin akong gustong sabihin. Natutunan ko rin na yung saying na if they wanted to, they would. Pwede rin siyang iba to pabalik sa'yo. Pwede siya ibalik sa'yo in a way na. Lagi mong sinasabi na if he wanted to, he would. Eh, ikaw, you want it nga eh, but did you? Doon ako natameme. Kasi parang sasabihin mo na, if my crush wanted to talk to me, he would. Pero biglang mababalik ko sa sarili ko na, eh, you want to talk to your crush din naman eh, why don't you? Oo nga, no? So, let's just do our own thing and wag na tayong mga alam. I think, yeah, let's just do our own thing as long as we're not hurting or harming anybody. As in, yun talaga, paulit-ulit ko siyang i-advise sa kahit kaninang tao. Kahit hanggang tumanda ako, kahit ano pang edad ko. Do what you love, do what you want, as long as you're not harming anybody or destroying someone else's peace. You're not getting in the way of anybody. Sana tanggalin mo na sa pasanin mo yung iniisip ng mga ibang tao about you. I mean, I know it's hard kasi overthinker din ako na people pleaser din ako. So, I know how it feels na may gagawin ka tapos hindi mo iisipin ng ibang tao. But kahit overthinker ako and people pleaser ako, natatry ko naman na hindi na siya ganong kabigat sa akin kung ano man yung isipin ng iba. As in, people pleaser ako na, ah, okay, I just have to make this photo look good. But after that, I won't even look at the people who viewed my story. As in, kahit ilan, hindi ko nga alam yung average ng nag-view ng IG stories ko eh. As in, nakikita ko lang kung sino yung mains, yung main na nag-view dun sa three icons sa lower left. Last year, mahilig ako mag-view nun kasi may inaabangan ako mag-view. Pero now, hindi na masyado. Kung sino na lang, oh, edi okay. Pero ayun, I really enjoy whatever I have now. I enjoy the company of the people around me. Though sometimes life gives you what you don't want, that doesn't mean gaganti ka. Also, I learned this year, again, na you can move on without forgiving. Like Mother Taylor said, you can move on without any of those happening. Forgiving, forgetting. Yeah. Siguro yung iba sabihin nila, you can only love if you learn to forgive. Well, I still know how to love kahit di ako nag-forgive. Ang hirap, no? Kasi may mga galit na pinapatay ka. Pero may mga galit na stagnant lang siya sa dibdib mo. Na even if you don't do anything about it, you're okay. You're fine. You can go on with your life. Pero may mga bagay din na kapag kinip mo sa dibdib mo, kakainin ka niya ng buhay. Grabe. Antagal bago ko natutunan na pwede ko naman siyang iwanan ganun lang kesa yung tinatry ko siyang isettle. Kahit hindi ko pa naman kaya. Alam mo yun, parang kaya ko naman siyang hindi patawarin. Masaya pa rin ako. Kala ko nung una, mali yun. Kasi dapat nga sabi nila, turo sa akin mag-forgive ka, pero wag ka mag-forget. Pero ako kasi, okay naman ako kahit di ako mag-forgive. It's not eating me alive. Not really it's what boosts me, but it's what
drives me to choose the right people to enter my life. Does it make sense? I mean, yung mga hindi ko napapatawad na kasalanan, yun yung mga nagiging benchmark ko kung sino yung papapasukin ko sa buhay ko. Kasi ang lalana ng screening ko sa mga tao sa buhay ko, ha. As in, pagpapasok na kayo sa buhay ko, magdala kayo ng ano, ng resume, tas mga 1-minute trailer para malaman ko kung qualified. Also, I wanna reiterate how I don't believe in neutrality. Nasasabi ko to lagi sa friends ko eh. There's always gonna be someone or something na lamang among all your options. Nung kinuwento ko nga sa best friend ko na there's this something na I feel like hindi dapat nagsistay sa gitna ka. Hindi ka dapat nasa maybe. Dapat nasa ano ka, yes or no. Sabi niya, sa yes, minsan iniisip ng mga tao pwedeng pantay lang sila nung no. Pero in reality, it's always gonna be 49-51 kahit pa isipin nila na pantay lang. That's so true. That's so true. The 49-51. Lagi ko rin yung sinasabi sa friends ko. The first time I heard it, I can't forget about it na, yeah, as someone who deals with numbers every day, ang ganda nung analogy na yon. Ang ganda nung, ano na yun, nung phrase na yun. There's always gonna be 49-51. Also, I wanna say, I love my friends so much. Bakit naman ako niya? Ako, I love my friends so much talaga. As in, parang ang laking part nila ng pagkatao ko ngayon. Parang, lagi ko sinasabi na, okay na akong single, ganyan. Totoo yun. As in, though, pangarap ko pa rin naman na makaranas ng totoong love, even after my last. Pero, with my friends, parang ansaya ko na. As in, lagi pag, ano nga, paglalabas kami ng friends ko, naisip ko, if we keep doing this until the future, I'd be very happy. Kasi, I just really love spending time with them, talking to them about my problem for the month or for the week, tapos how I wanna deal with them and asking them for input kung paano nila ako tutulungan, paano ko siya gagawin, ganun. I'm just really really grateful for them. And even yung iba, kahit di naman sila nagsasabi ng kahit anong advice, even if hindi naman sila nagsasuggest ng solutions, just them being there really really helps me. Them being there for me really helps, as in sobra sobra sobrang enough na yon. And yun nga, siguro pangarap ko pa rin maka-experience ng totoong pag ibig ulit. Pero siguro if hindi pa now, masaya pa rin ako kahit nagkakaroon ako ng mga crisis sa career, sa school. Kahit hindi ko pa alam kung ano kung gusto maging talaga, just them being there for me, being there by my side as I figure it all out, just relieves me so much. I mean, I love them so much. I can't imagine life without them, and also my family. As in, sumingat pa nga. Diyos ko, naiyak na naman ako. Pag friends talaga yung napapag-usapan. Ayan. I'm grateful now that I'm 25 kasi kahit pa sabi nila na growing up, you lose friends. This year, parang wala naman ako na-lose. In fair. Parang na-gain pa nga ako. Anyway. So, ayun. Thank you talaga. Thank you. I really couldn't stop thanking him for giving me such good friends and genuine souls. As in, ang saya sa feeling na kapag malungkot ka, alam mong di ka mag-isa. Though mag-isa ka physically, alam mong they're with you in spirit. And they're holding your hand even if you can't see it. They're cheering you on from afar. Ganon. Just feels so good. Ayon. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. It's been an emotional patapos na episode din. Thank you for listening to the first episode of my year three of my podcast with something hot on the side. Ganon. Thank you, guys. So that's it for my birthday episode. Na late siya kasi sobrang busy ko, but nagpromise ako sa sarili ko na i-release ko siya this July para mas ma-maintain yung essence ng birthday. Yung ano, yung podcast ko may ratings na siya. 6 ratings, 5 stars lahat. Thank you so much. Ako lang to, guys. Uy! Ayun, paulit-ulit na ako nagte-thank you, pero thank you to those who are listening constantly. Bye na nga! Happy birthday to me! I hope I like it.